Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And let's take you there right now. Campos Marina, Shell Beach, St. Bernard Parish in Louisiana. Robbie Campo joins us back from a deer hunting trip in Kentucky. Robbie, how'd the trip go?
Don, I tell you, it was so hot up there. It was 82 degrees. I didn't even pull a bow out the case.
Ouch.
I just did a lot of work. Yes, I said, no way. So we went and we're getting ready. We went and filled some feeders and got everything, you know, tidied up for, you know, the next couple of weeks here when gun season opens. So that's, you know, it was a lot of work. But the guys that own a property next door went out, got full of red bugs. I said, nope.
Tell you what, 80 degrees in the woods this time of year, man, there's ticks, there's red bugs, there's mosquitoes, sometimes gnats, and, you know, it can be more miserable than down there in Shell Beach sometimes. Well, let me ask you this. Y'all have cameras set up? What are y'all seeing on your cameras?
Yeah, we got a couple good bucks on camera, Don, just – you know, for the 5.5 tons of corn we put out since August, I thought I would see a little bit more action than I'm seeing. But you know, we are surrounded by crop fields. So, you know, we got agriculture fields that soybeans and corn wrapped all the way around us. And you know, they started, you know, this harvest season up there right now. So these guys are combining and everything. So, you know, you go ride in the evening and you see all these big bucks in the woods, but that's all about to change here real soon when this rut kicks in. I saw a lot of scrapes on the ground, so pre-rut's happening. They got some things going on up there. It's gonna kick off here. It's gonna be really good here really soon. So, but it's just like this fishing. You know, we're in what's called the pre-rut of this fishing, this fall fishing kicking off. You know, this week here, Don, we saw a bunch of trout caught right here in Shell Beach, Duluth Canal, Eastern Shoreline, Lake Bourne. But I tell you, it's only going to get better when this front passes through and things, you know, it was something that we should have already had. We didn't have it yet. We always look for these fronts, and these fronts, you know, to kind of kick things off. Water temperatures are dropping, but it's not dropping fast enough. We got a 6 miles an hour east wind this morning. Water's really, really high. It's almost on the dock, not quite there yet, but it's coming up there pretty good. A lot of mosquitoes around here with this high tides. It hatched the mosquitoes. I mean, they're probably the worst I think I've ever seen them in my life. So if you don't have bug spray, I got it here. So I'm telling you, it's at dusk, it's terrible. It's unbelievable. So I don't know who St. Bernard, I know who St. Bernard has doing their mosquito control, but if we're paying them any money, we're wasting it. That's all I could tell you. They're not doing a job that needs to be done. I tell you how miserable it is. The deer that's out to spoil is up on the road here this morning. So that's how miserable it is back there.
Yeah.
But anyway, the fishing has been off the charts. Red fishing has been, oh my God, it's been the best I've seen it in so long, Don. I swear, they get catching so much redfish around here. Magnolia Lagoon, Stump Lagoon, you know, back up in, you know, in that Biloxi Marsh has just been on fire. South of the Mystico, you know, going down to Delacroix, it's just been the same thing. It's been easy pickings. Pulling marsh pumpkins out of the grass. It's just been phenomenal red fishing. Plenty white trout. In the Mystico itself up there by Violet, in the middle of the channel, 35 feet of water. You go over there and you drop two shrimp down on a shad rig or a double rig and you're pulling up two white trout at a time. Fishing has just been excellent this week. I know we need this front, but I hate to see it happen on a weekend when, you know, when everybody's looking to go fishing.
Yeah, it seems we get in that pattern sometimes where the fronts always come through on the weekends and the middle of the week is nice. It would be great if it was the opposite. But to give you an idea, Robbie, I'm looking at the wind speeds right now, and where you are, it's very light. But, boy, down at Southwest Pass, it's already humping at 26 knots. So it's coming. It's going to be blowing and getting rainy later on. So that window's going to be closing. If somebody wants to get out there quick and get it done.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I'm saying, Don. As I'm talking to you, it was 6 miles an hour before I came on radio. I'm starting to feel it picking up. Now it's blowing about maybe 8 to 10. So out the east, it's definitely coming. I don't think your window of opportunity is going to be too big today, or for too long. And you're going to be dealing with some extremely hard winds this morning. I think the rain is supposed to hold off till tonight and into tomorrow, but you're just going to be dealing with a lot of wind today.
Absolutely. Well, other than that, things are looking good. And as you said, as soon as this front comes through, drops those water temperatures down. Normally, you know, according to my records, we normally get some type of a nice cool front in mid-October, right around the 15th, and it's a little bit late this year. We didn't quite get it, and I think it kind of messed up your Kentucky deer hunt. But I bet you it's good up there right now. It's probably cooled off a lot.
Yeah, I got some buddies up there, and they said it was in the 40s, so I think, you know, that's where you want to have it, you know. You want to at least be in the 40s, so, you know, that's where it's at now. So, but anyway, it is what it is. That ain't no big deal. Look, not a hill for a mountain climber, Don. I'll be up there. I'm going back up. I'm leaving Halloween night, and I'm going to be there till the 14th, so I'm going to get them. I'm going to sit there. I'll be hunting with the crossbow in the beginning of November the 8th. The gun season opens, and I'll be ready.
Well, good luck, and I'm sure we'll have Glenn checking in with us to keep us up to date what's going on back there at the beach.
Oh, yes, sir. We sure will.
All right, Robbie, thank you, my friend. Take care. We'll catch up with you next time. Good luck on your hunt.
All right, Don. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, coming up next, we're going to head out to the west where, boy, it's bearing down pretty close. It's actually that front is around, I think it just passed through Houston, headed to the east. It's around Beaumont, not far from Hackberry, and we'll talk to Captain Kirk Stansel, find out what the situation is over around Calcasieu, Cameron Parish, that area there. But he's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.